Let us pray. God of love, you promised your presence, and you pledged to us your mercy and grace. Open our hearts to see the dawning of your light within us and among us. Open our hearts to your word, that we might trust in what you have spoken to us. Speak to us again, that we may live in the light of your coming. Amen. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Coming into the world, Christ said, "You did not ask me to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings. You enabled me to embody your love. You have no desire for burnt offerings and sin offerings." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, as it is written, O God, in the scroll of the book." The word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's gospel. Luke has just told us that Gabriel came and visited Mary and says, "In those days, Mary went with haste to a little town in the Judean hillside, where she entered the home of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the sound of Mary's voice, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and proclaimed in a loud voice, 'Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how has this happened, that the mother of my Lord has come to me? And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by God.'" The Gospel of the Beloved, Jesus Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Traditionally, in paintings of the Annunciation, when Gabriel visits Mary, from early Byzantine icons for centuries, there have been a lot of traditions associated with that picture as it's painted. And one of those traditions is that Mary has been reading. There's a book sitting there in the painting or in her hands. And partly that's a clue that Mary is intelligent. She's literate. She's well read. Of course, historically, that would have been highly impossible. But in the iconography of the painting, it points to Mary as somebody who's smart. She knows what she's doing. The understanding is that it's a prayer book, which means partly that Mary is a devout person, but it also means if she's been reading that book, essentially reading the Bible, then all of the things that Gabriel talks about to her, she knows. She's read it. So although she greets him with this profound humility, how could this be? I'm just a girl. When she says yes to his invitation, she knows what she's doing. She knows what she's getting herself into. She doesn't necessarily know how it's all going to turn out, but she knows that she's not just a passive recipient of God's action. She is actively joining in a partnership with God that will change the world. And she says yes. In paintings of the Madonna and Child, the Christ child is always front and center, always brighter than everything else, more light. Mary then is a little darker, a little off to the side, a little off center, and not the focus of the picture, usually gazing lovingly at the child, although in some she's gazing lovingly right at us. But it's real clear that although the baby Jesus is the focus of the picture, Mary is the character with strength. She holds this baby. She protects him. And in some paintings, it's almost like her arms are the whole world, holding this. You could not wrest this baby out of her arms. And yet what she's doing is offering him. From this place of strength and wisdom, she's offering this gift to the world. She knows what she's doing. She's in a humble position, not at the center, but she knows her own power as she gazes in wonder at this little boy. When Mary and Elizabeth meet, they have this same kind of mix of humility and wonder and knowing their own power. Elizabeth greets Mary with this humble greeting. How could it be that the mother of my Lord comes to me? And with such wonder, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But you also get the sense that she knows the power of what she's saying, as if she's not just saying thank you to Mary, but causing a powerful blessing to happen. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by God, almost as if she's making that happen. She's humble, but she knows her own power and acts in wonder of how that is. And Mary has that same response. Her response to Gabriel has been very humble, full of wonder, and yet she then launches into the Magnificat that we just sang together. We like to sing that song at Christmas time, Mary, did you know? Did you know that your child was going to grow up to be this person who changes the world? If you listen to the Magnificat, Luke would say, yes. She knew what she was doing. She was entering into a partnership with God that was very powerful, and she knew that. And there seems to be something about this shared wonder of humility and power that both Elizabeth and Mary have that connects them. There's definitely the connection of two relatives who are pregnant at the same time. There's that connection, and it's a powerful connection. I was on the T once in Boston, and there was this woman on the subway who was enormously, very, very pregnant. Looked like she was due any minute now. And at one stop, into the car walked another woman who was exceedingly great with child. And they instantly caught each other's eye. And for this moment, there was this little magical smile that went between the two of them. I had no reason to believe that they were not total strangers. And yet there was something in this moment where they understood what they were sharing. Not just, I know that you're going through the same thing I'm going through, although it might be different. But something like, there is an important thing happening in us. We are doing this thing, aren't we? And this smile that went back and forth between the two of them only lasted a couple of seconds. But it was like an explosion in that subway car. I could see in their faces not just recognition or even mutual admiration. It was love. It was like sisterhood. And they didn't even know each other. I think that's part of what was going on with Mary and Elizabeth. Not just that they were relatives, not just that they were both expecting, but they both knew with utter humility and complete wonder that God had invited them into this partnership to do something glorious that would change the world. And it was happening in them, together. They didn't need to have known what we know, that Elizabeth's child would grow up to become John the Baptist, and Mary's child would grow up to become Jesus the Messiah. We can look back and see how those two work together. Mary and Elizabeth didn't need to know that, to know that they were doing something sacred together, that God was doing something sacred in them together. And that is true of you. God is doing something sacred in you. Something that has the power to change the world. Christmas invites us in humility and wonder to acknowledge that power. To affirm that light that's in you. You don't know how it's going to turn out, but you don't need to. All you need to know is that God is doing something sacred in you that has the power to change the world. And when you really own that, you can't help but see it in others, even strangers on the subway. Every single person in this room is here because God has tricked you into coming. Maybe because you believe in it. Maybe because your mom made you. It doesn't matter. God got you here. Because God wants you to see across the subway car somebody else who is also pregnant with God. Every single person in this room, look around. This is how God comes into the world. Not great heroes, not powerful politicians, not zooming through the sky. In people. God is at work in you and in one another, doing something sacred and powerful. And when we see that in each other, it changes who we are. What holds us together as a church isn't our beliefs, our favorite hymns. It's not even our religion. It's not our attachment to any program or person in the church. What holds us together is that we know that God is doing something sacred in us together. And we know what we're doing and we're in on it. And we say yes. And it's only when we say yes that we begin to see how it unfolds and how it does change the world. And when we say yes, Elizabeth's words are for us. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by God. You pray with me. God, you are at work in miraculous ways in each of us. Give us the gift of wonder with humility to acknowledge your presence in us. Give us the faith to let that part of us that leaps for joy go ahead and leap when we come near to how you are working in others. God, we give you thanks for your presence. Pray always for your mindfulness of your presence in us and in others. We pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence and to listen for your word, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.